And we are just going to go before the Father and just magnify his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor you with all that we have as we celebrate you on this Take It to the Throne Tuesday. Lord, we just want to come into your presence right now. We want to walk in your presence, oh God. Oh God, because yourself. We thank you for the two women of God who said yes, who were obedient to the call that you've placed on their lives and starting the Master's Call. So we thank you for them. We thank you for the Des De Leon family who started Artists International, which is the vehicle that you use, God, to bring these two women together. We just want to glorify you, oh God. Lord, we wait expectantly for the word that's going to come forth today because we know that you will plant a seed and you will water it, and you will bring forth the harvest, oh God. So we thank you right now. We praise you right now. We magnify your holy name simply because you are God all by yourself. We want to bask in your presence. We want to walk daily upright with you, God. So join with us right now, Father. We invite you into the telecommunications sanctuary, Lord, so that you can have your way. We love you. We magnify you. We praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we seal this with his blood. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister LaShawn. Take it away.
Praise the Lord, and I am just so excited what God is doing in all of our lives. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdoms greetings, and I also greet you with Jesus' joy. We are just so excited to hear what God is doing in our lives these days. And the Master's Call, for those who are joining us for the very, very, very first time, we say welcome, and I am just happy that you said yes this morning to God. The Master's Call was founded October 25th in 2010 by two victorious women of God, by two virtuous women of God, by two powerful mentors and women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artists International. I am telling you, these two women are so dynamic because God gave them a mandate, and they said yes. They didn't scoff. They didn't complain. They said yes, and they prayed and asked God, what do you want us to do with this call? So he gave them a scripture reference to fall on and to stand on and to be excited about, and that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. So, Master's Call family, as you heard, we start this call off. And then we end this call in prayer. And we encourage you, family, to continue your day in prayer. Because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty, mighty down. And we're just really excited because God also gave them a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And Master's Call family, when you hear this word that is coming from this victorious woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, we are going to seriously, seriously be blessed. And we're just really, really excited about that. Now, for those who have joined us in the past and they're continuing to join us, we just say thank you for spreading the word. Just like Matthew 28:18-20 says, you too are a minister in a marketplace, and by telling other people about the Master's Call is a phenomenal and dynamic way for God's word to get out in the morning for believers. Now, we do have a couple of announcements. We want to invite you to send us your prayer requests, to send us your testimonies, your praise reports, or if you just want to say hello, or if God has told you it is time for you to become part of the Master's Call family, we invite you to email us, and that email address is info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's www. It is info@themasterscall.net. Now, we invite you to go to our website. It is a beautiful website. It is an awesome website, and that website is themasterscall.net. Again, that is themasterscall.net. Now, immediately after this call, we have the morning motivational call, and that call is hosted by a team of platinum presidents and other people, part of Artists International, that are excited and are motivated and are ready to push you to the next level with your business. And we invite you to that call because, as you heard Minister Kai said, the Lord has threaded us together through Artists International. And Artists International is a health and wellness company that is not only debt-free, experienced over 500% growth this year. They're inviting you to 90K in 90 days. They're letting you know that there's an empowerment conference in Orlando, Florida, the weekend of Father's Day weekend. So we invite you to all of these events, and you could get more information and more details by dialing 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that's immediately after this call, 8:30 Eastern and 7:30 Central, and woo, all the way out there in California, yay, 5:30. Wow. So we're just excited what the Lord is doing in our lives right now. Again, we invite you to go to the Empowerment Conference website. Tickets are going very, 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 very fast. Artist Empowerment Conference, you don't want to miss this. Orlando, Florida, it is going to be exciting. So I am about to introduce this mighty, mighty woman of God. She's about to come on. And see, this is what the Master Call is all about. It is about the Lord. It is about our risen Savior, and it is all about the Master. And although we were prepared for Dr. PK to speak, the co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be coming in her place. And that's what we do, sisters in the Lord. We stand up for each other. So we're just excited to hear what Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon has to say from the throne room. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Vanessa, she is just awesome. She is a pastor. She is truly one that pushes you out the nest as our mother eagle, as we would say. She is a beautiful woman of God. She mentors around the world. Gathering of the Eagles Ministry has truly, truly saved so many people and brought them to the Lord. And most of all, she is a God-fearing woman. She is a mother. She is a loving friend. And she truly, truly digs into the theological parts of the Bible. So without further ado, we're going to bring to you Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon so we can hear straight from the Holy Ghost Press. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for hosting the call today, and to Minister Kai, thank you for saluting in the spirit all of God's people. To each and every one of you on the call, Dr. PK and I are always humbled and honored that you hook up to this vision, because it is all about the Master day in and day out. And for our first-time callers, I love when I look on this board and I see so many new names that I've never seen before. I met a few new faces this past Saturday when we had our awesome Super Saturday there in Houston, and just humbled to the core on God allowing us to have this assignment to our entire TMC prayer warrior team for just being frontline warriors. We salute each and every one of you. I love God with all of my heart, and I tell you, we've just come out of one of the most pivotal, one of the most important seasons to every believer who calls on the name of Jesus Christ, and that has been our resurrection season. If he has not gotten up, if he had not risen, if he had not been that big word, propitiation, which is simply the substitution for you and I and our sins, where would we be? Nothing but the blood. This morning, I'm going to continue on what I spoke when we were last together, talking about what is the condition of your heart. What is the condition of your heart? And we subtitled it, Have You Had Your Spiritual Checkup Today? And for those who, this may be your first time hearing this series, we use two main text scriptures from Proverbs 4, the 23rd verse, that Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 4, verse 23 in the NIV version says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Oh, we need to take that to the very core of our being today. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And also in Luke 6, verse 45, our Dr. Luke, from his perspective, that 45th verse in chapter 6, reading the English Standard Version, says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For again, out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. We went over last time discussing how when God uses the word heart, and in the Bible, in the King James Version, it's used 867 times. 867 times God is dealing with our heart. But he promises in his word, when he deals with our heart, that he's dealing with the issues about peace and his promises of love, of hope, forgiveness, heart issues, emotional issues. We're going to talk and go in a little deeper about what that really means. The human heart, it's speaking of the soulless realm. We know we're three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body. And the heart rests in that soulless realm, in a man's emotions, the feelings, the conscious, or combinations. And this word has a reference to the whole inner being of man, combining all of these. We talked last time together about our hearts are the gates that hold both the good and the evil. And we get to choose. That's what we're going to deal with today, us choosing what we allow inside of the gates of our hearts. See that verse, Proverbs 4:23 says, for out of the abundance of the heart, be let out of the gate, the mouth speaks. So let me ask again this Tuesday morning, what is the status or what have you allowed it to be in the condition of your heart? I said last time that in the natural, heart disease is considered to be one of the number one killers in America, according to the American Medical Association. Many of us walk around with various forms of heart disease and don't even realize it. But we're going to talk about what that looks like in the spiritual realm. Last time together, I spent time breaking down, have we had our daily workout with the Word, the real WWW? Have we had the workout? With the Word, and we went to Psalms 51:10, that familiar verse, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Oh, today, what is the condition of your heart? Have you had your spiritual checkup today? See, in the spiritual realm, we often do not have our daily workout with the Word. We have the Bible on the desk, but is the Word getting in our heart? We come to church and to Bible study, but are we practicing what we learned? And we got to make a point, make an aim, make a priority, purpose in our heart to have that workout with the Word. So today we're really primarily talking about choosing to change, willing to grow according to His Word. Choosing to change, willing to grow, but it's linked according to His Word, because some changes are not often for the best. Well, we all are works in progress. We're all on a learning curve with a mandate from His Word to grow in grace. Thank God He's not through with any of us yet. You know, I often refer to His Mother Eagle, because if you know anything about eagles, and I had to laugh at the Holy Ghost when in school when I was finishing up seminary, and know I was about to be booted out of the nest to begin ministry, and went to God, what do I name our ministry? What do I name whatever you're doing inside of me? You know, snatched me out of engineering, and I was all comfortable and doing well, a little bumpy, and what, God? And He said, gathering of the eagles, and He made me go to a lot of research about eagles, and you know anything about eagles, to teach the eaglets, those that the mother eagle is taking care of. She literally picks them up at the nape of their neck and flies up and ascends high and drops them. And some of them probably had heart failure, flapping their little wings until they don't know what's going on, and they start doing the instinct that's inside of them, trying to fly. And right before they may hit the ground, she swoops under them and picks them up and takes them back to the nest. And this happens again and again and again. And they have to, they don't really have a choice, but they have to make a decision when they're out there. Either I'm going to try to fly, or this is all over. I'm going to the little eaglet heaven in the sky. They decide that, no, I better use these wings. Well, today I'm challenging you. Are you going to choose to change so that those wings, the rule of wind of God, can come under those wings and help you soar and go to what God has called you to be? There is a learning curve, though. When you're flapping your wings, you think you're not going to make it. When you're walking by faith, you don't see anything but darkness. When the enemy is pounding your mind with this bad thing's going to happen and that, are you choosing to anchor your hope in the Word, to purpose in your heart that God knows all about me, and he's going to do that, Psalms 138:8. He's going to perfect the things that concerneth me, but I've got to guard my heart. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 9, that ninth verse of Deuteronomy 4 says, only take heed to yourself, and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to put your children and on your grandchildren. Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, that they have such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. We're talking about the condition of our heart today. See, our hearts, our minds are always under construction by God's word. It is so important we choose to stay open and yield to God's word. It is not as important as what is the view saying, or even what even is our view, but what does his word say about it? What does his word say? Not the world about same-sex marriage and homosexuality. What does the word say? Not the world about just being with my boo, having fun outside of marriage. No, baby, it's called fornication. What does the word say? Not the world when we say, well, I'm just going to take a few of these office supplies because this big company ain't going to miss them. My money is showing. I need school supplies for my babies. No, sweetheart, that's called stealing. What does the word say, not the world, about forgiveness? What does the word say, not world, about being a servant leader and doing it the way Christ did, preferring to serve one another? Don't trust your heart unless it's had its daily workout with the word. So let's dig a little deeper this morning. When we are under construction with daily workouts with the word, our heart will stay pure and sensitive to God. In Mark 12:33, in that 33rd verse of Mark 12, it says that to love him with all thy heart and with all thy understanding, with all thy soul and with all thy strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Today, remember, it's up to us. We must choose to change. Be willing to grow according to God's words. What are you really saying, Dr. V? Well, our hearts must purpose. They must choose to be proactive. The heart is our mind. Make a daily sincere effort to stay pure, to stay yielded and sensitive to God. We have to desire to want to change and grow and be better. Well, how do you do that? What does that look like, Dr. V? Well, you got to practice his word. You got to meditate. Joshua 1:8. You got to chew his word. You got to eat his word, because when his word gets in you, a lot of the foolishness inside of us will get out of us. See, when we chew the word, not condemnation, but Holy Ghost conviction will come, and we won't be able to talk as rude as we've often talked to others. We won't be as self-serving, because when we chew on that word, the servanthood starts coming in to prefer the other. When we start chewing, work it out with that word, it highlights and shows us ourselves. I told you my prayer for over 20 years every day has been, God, show me me. And he has never failed to show me me, and it arrest me in my self-serving attitudes. It arrests me when those motives aren't as majestic as I try to pertain and profess that they are. When we ask God's word to highlight, hide the word in your heart so that you won't sin against him, it'll keep us more sensitive. When I see some saints acting like apes, I know we're not nourishing and eating on the word, because the word will not allow us to be worrying so much. The word will not allow us to be whimsical and whips in our walk with the Lord. When we're eating God's word, reading God's word, looking for the deeper revelations in God's word, our sensitivity begins to go and explode and grow. See, when we know better in his word, we must do better. Choosing to change. Well, let me say that one again, because I heard some amens and many omies in the spirit. When we know better, we must do better. Choosing to change. We are created as creatures of choice. Holy Ghost is not going to make us. He's going to take us all the way to the door of the opportunity to choose life and death, to choose blessings and curses. We, you and I, each and every day must do the Joshua 24:25, which says, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's a choice. Like that eagle flapping its wings, that eagle, I'm going to choose to keep flapping until I learn the flow of God and learn to relax and spread those wings and let the wind of God, the purpose of God, ascend me higher into the things of God. We, when we're choosing to change and willing to grow, we have to understand that some changes take time and they go deep. Like a seed in the ground, it often takes time for the seed to grow roots, but it is growing strong and steady. See, when the word of God is growing in our lives, and we're having that daily workout with the word, we have to allow the roots of God's word to attach itself to the needed areas in our lives and cause change. Oh, what does that look like again, Dr. V, when the seeds of God's word are taking root? Well, our desire to say things changes. With the root of God's word is going in us, we guard the things that fly out of our mouth. See, everything we think, we don't have to say. I often mentor my prophets in training, my pits, and say, when you pray, that's what gives you the right to say. You have no right to prophesy to nobody if you're not letting the word of God and praying and reading his word get in your heart, because then it goes through a Holy Ghost filter, and you'll say it always seasoned in love. It's not what we say sometimes, it's how we say it. And when we let the word attach itself to us, it won't let us say some things that we know will wound and devastate people's spirit, even when it's a truth. If we serve it in a way that glorifies our God. When we let the seed of God's word take root in our hearts and our lives, our desire to go certain places changes. We won't want to hang out some places we used to hang out. Your spirit doesn't have peace there because there's too much word saying, we have no business having my blessed assurance here. I need to take this blessed somewhere else because this is not where I belong. When the word of God is in you, our desire to be with certain people even changes. When God has people in our lives, some are in the outer court and the inner court, and then we have those who are close to us. And when we have inner court folks who should be in the outer court, the word starts letting you see that they don't love you like they said they love you. They want to be a big fish in a small pond, and God's trying to make you go out to the ocean of possibilities and opportunities, and he starts shifting relationships, when we let the word, the root in our lives, or our desire to have certain things changes, our appetite for certain things changes when we choose to work out with the word daily. We won't want certain things anymore. We'll want the things of God. We'll hunger for God's holiness. We'll desire for his destiny to be perfected in our lives. We'll be so hungry for truth. We won't even let deception and delusions in our heart. Oh, today, we have to make a decision to choose to change, be willing to grow according to the word. And this all happens when we're working out with the word. It doesn't have to be legalistic. It ministers to your flesh. When you hear the word of God tell you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Ah, you start seeing the giant of God stand up big inside of you. When you hear it and read in his word that you were the head and not the tail, and when you put your own hands on your own stomach and decree to the heavens the word that greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. You start telling the Satan and all his little imps, this is a fixed fight, and I grab the back of the book, and I know I win. Why? Because I'm having my workout with the word, and today we're choosing to change. Oh, as we started this journey, and we'll finish up the next time, we're remembering what is the condition of our hearts, and we're today choosing to have the spiritual checkup, making sure the word, Ephesians 5:26. Take a bath today, Ephesians 5:26. Wash yourself with the word today, Ephesians 5:26. Get it in your heart, your spirit, your mind. Let it refresh you, restore you, and direct you as you go out this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Wow, wow, wow. That is a powerful, powerful word, and we just thank God so much for downloading such a wonderful word in your spirit for us to absorb and to walk in. Glory be to God. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for your daughter, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, because this word was unhindered, uncontaminated, and it came through with clarity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, and we ask that you touch everything that is around Dr. Vanessa right now. Touch her family, touch her ministries, and touch those that she impacts as she brings the word from you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the master's call, and we ask that all prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken are already delivered. So we thank you, Father. We thank you because your son died on the cross for our sins. He died for our infirmities. He died for us, Lord. So we know that all prayer requests that were already prayed over has already been delivered in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for Artists International. We thank you for the Empowerment Conference that is coming up the Father's Day weekend, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the 90K in 90 days that many people's health and zip codes are being changed as we speak right now. But most of all, Father, we just thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood because it redirects us, Lord. It changes our filthy ways, oh God, and it makes us whole, God. So we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, before we seal this prayer, we know that we're going out in different parts of this world, Lord. We know that we're going to highways and byways. We ask that you give us traveling mercies and anoint us throughout and through. So when we're walking down the street and speaking to our brothers and sisters, they know that you live within us. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, share this word with somebody. Put it on your social media pages. Text it to a friend. The playback number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. Share this word with a friend. We must do our WWW, our daily workout with the word. Minister Kai, I thank you so much for greeting God's children and seating them with Jesus' joy and opening us up with prayer. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh my gosh, thank you so much for your obedience and listening to the word from God. God. And most of all, Master's Core family, those who assembled right now, we ask you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, remembering to greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. And all those international distributors, go to your back office and share the word about this awesome empowerment conference. Go to the website, www.artistempowermentconference.com. 51 days, 15 hours, and 29 minutes and 40 seconds before this conference starts. You don't want to miss it. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, can you please come back for our benediction?
Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, I just thank you for your word and your will being done today in the hearts of your people. We thank you for every listener. And we will not just be hearers, but doers of your word. We're going to get our workout in today and every day as we're choosing to change to be more like you. Thank you for every listener on this line, every family, every destiny and legacy that's represented. Father, let your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives as we seal this word by the blood of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, you guide these are your people throughout this day. Order our footsteps. Let us be the FBI agents that we're called to be. Thank you for the traveling mercies for Dr. PK as she's traveling in the air. We thank you that the angels of God encamp us around that plane and for a safe arrival here in Houston today. Father, we just thank you as we go out this day that we are your ministers in the marketplace with the message that our Jesus Christ is alive and lives big within us. And have a great day. Amen, amen, and amen.